American man who was an accountant who had come to me and asked for the opportunity to place a bid to provide Georgia with its electronic voting machines. His name was Ethan Gibbs.
Ethan was horrified about the 2000 elections, not necessarily whether the Democrats or Republicans won, but the fact is that millions of people's vote didn't count.
In the 2000 election, there were 180,000 uncounted votes in Florida. There were over 80,000 uncounted votes in the state of Georgia. In Cook County, there were 62,000 uncounted votes. There's the real problem.
He had a very simple concept that you should be able to verify your vote just like you can verify your money in a bank and the money you get out of an ATM machine.
The machine prints out a paper ballot that shows who you voted for. Once you verify that the ballot accurately recorded who you voted for, you drop it into a ballot box. The machine still counts the votes on election night, but if there's a challenge by one of the candidates, it's the paper ballot that gets counted.
There are a lot of folks who sold us machinery in the past who want to sell us machinery in the future that do not live up to the Ethan Gibbs standard. Machines that don't live up to the Democratic standard. And we shouldn't accept second best.
There can never be any uncounted votes where the voter does not have an opportunity to verify that their votes have been received, recorded, and counted.